Hello, West Liberty. You are listening to WGLZ. We are college radio and we are passionately vocal. I'm Peyton, and today I'm joined by Scott Heath, a broadcasting major and someone I share a good portion of my classes with. Today we're talking about stuff relating to West Liberty's broadcasting classes. To kick us off, Scott, what part of broadcasting do you want to be part of? Because I know in our classes you've enjoyed hosting, you've enjoyed doing some of the background stuff, but I don't know specifically what is your favorite.
Yeah, my real passion is really to be on the air. Like, I think maybe like a news anchor or something is really what, like, I like some of the background stuff, but I think being on air is really what I'm passionate about.
I think in most of our classes that we have been in, or even the ones I haven't, because you were on College Gourmet last spring, right?
Yeah.
How was that like? Because I think a big part of being a host is kind of both being entertaining and also it's probably pretty fun, especially when you're the one cooking. How was that for that semester?
Yeah, it was fun. I think it was sometimes tough for me to find things to talk about. But it's like, I think the more that I did it, I got better. But I think there were some episodes of that where I'm like, I really should have had better things to talk about, because I was like lost, I think, at times. But I think it was just fun, because it's like, for me, it's like, I just like being out there and getting I kind of think about it as like, when I'm gone or something, like, people are going to be able to remember me. Like, if I have a family, like, they're going to have that funny video to remember me by. And it's like, even if I embarrass myself, it's like, at least my image is out there still.
So, do you think with that, a big part of it is just leaving, like a stamp of yourself in like history, even if it's just for like the people around you?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I definitely think it's nice that people aren't going to forget me completely. I've always been one to like talk a lot and stuff. So I think it's just fun to like, just to be either like on the radio, like we are now, or like in front of a camera or something. A lot of times I'll like say weird things or do something, but it's like, you know, at least I'm having fun with it.
Yeah. That's a big thing with stuff like that, is that, it's about entertaining yourself and stuff like that. That's a big part of hosting, because it's hard to always hit that like target demographic of stuff. And if you go to it too much, it feels like you're forcing it. I feel like this generation today kind of just likes like hosts like on podcasts and stuff that are just themselves and actively talking about stuff. They like that more human connection. Have you been a host on any of the other shows that we've done around here?
No, I think I will be. I'll be in the broadcast performance class next semester, and that'll be part of my job in that class, will be to anchor the news. But the only class that I've been host for of anything is the cooking show so far.
Oh, and also, I was trying to remember. You did some, like hosting stuff with, the smaller projects we did in, last year's, like, broadcasting things, but those were more, like, projects and stuff along the sort. With everything that you're doing hosting wise, have you feel like you've learned a lot about communicating, like, during those and putting out your voice?
Yeah, I think especially like the audio type of classes, I'm trying to get better at like, my voice has a lot of like enunciation, but I think at times it kind of does it on its own, and I'm trying to get better at like doing it on purpose. Like I had to make something for the radio class on Monday, and it's like, I can hear my voice like enunciate, but I don't always have full control over it. And I'm trying to get better at like doing it when I want to rather than when it does it itself, you know?
Yeah. I think that is a skill that I think a lot of people don't know is something to like actively be learned, where it's something that like you have to actively pay attention to, and it's a skill. It's something that not like everyone can do immediately. It's something that I've had to teach myself a lot. With the stuff relating to that, when it comes to, sorry, I lost my place. when it comes to, like, things like the radio station and, like, some of our audio classes, do you think that helps hosting-wise, especially with that, because it's more of, like, you're focusing on what you're talking about rather than you have to focus about, like, in, like, the classes with cameras, you have to focus on how you're moving and stuff like that. Do you think it helps with these kind of classes, like the radio show we're doing actively for a class? Do you think that helps more with the talking stuff?
And I think just building my confidence up, too, because I think there's a lot of times where I'm capable of doing something, but I'm the type of person where I start off strong, but it seems like when one thing goes wrong and I start to, like, lose my confidence, it, like, snowballs. And it's like, once I, like, get on that snowball effect, it, like, seems to linger. And it's like, I think I need to do, I'm trying to get better at just staying confident. Like, if something does go wrong, don't let it snowball into 500 other mistakes. Try to grab a hold of that and, like rein it back in, because it's like, I know that I'm capable of this stuff, and I just need to keep telling myself everybody makes mistakes. And it's like, and I think doing this type of stuff, it's like, you know, you make the mistakes, but then it's like, well, I get another chance next week to do better, and if I keep on it, I can do better.
I think that's something just now I kind of froze up, and it's those kind of mistakes that it's like, it's very easy to get very self-conscious and let yourself kind of fall into it. It's something that I still actively struggle with. In, like, my comms classes, there are times where I'll, like, freeze up. But it is just a thing of learning to just either go with it or go after it, is just having a strong thing either after or doing something strong, like, during, where it's just, like, acknowledging that. We're going to take a short break. Thank you so much. And when we come back, we'll finish up our interview with Scott Heath. So stay tuned to WGLZ 91.5. Hello, West Liberty. We are back on WGLZ. We are College Radio, and we are passionately vocal. We are currently interviewing Scott Heath about different things in West Liberty and different stuff that we're going through as broadcasting and communication students. Now, last time we were talking about kind of going with mistakes and following stuff like that during recording stuff. My question to you is, do you ever get the thing where you're listening to yourself and you can be kind of overly analytical to the point where you kind of hear stuff that might not be there? I know that sometimes when I listen to my stuff, I think that I have kind of like, my brain tells me I have a lisp, but whenever I ask anyone, they're like, no, I don't think you do.
Yeah, that's definitely, they say that you're your own worst critic, and that, like, you look, you, because you know more yourself better than anybody else, and it's like, so you can pick up on things that people probably aren't going to, and that, like, in production of stuff, but just in life in general, it's like, you're gonna pick up on your mistakes way more than somebody else. And it's like, I think sometimes that's nice. I kind of like some of the classes that we listen to other people's work, not because I want to, like, make fun of the other people, but I think for me it's nice to know that I'm not the only one that's not perfect. And it's like, not in, like, I'm making fun of somebody else, but it just, wow, my work's not the only one that's not 100% perfect. And it's like, it's nice to have that reassurance that I'm doing just as well as everybody else.
I always like those examples and stuff like that, because yeah, it does help with a sense of confidence. And hearing other people talk with that, like, and being like, oh, they also made, like, the mistakes, or, oh, they did this, and it's okay, and learning from that stuff. Do you think that, a lot of the time, a lot of this kind of, major stuff is listening to, like, past examples of, like, recording and stuff and going along with it? Even though there is, like, a large creative process with broadcasting, do you think a large part of it is learning from examples, of course?
Yeah, I mean, definitely, like, it, just like learning anything, you look at the, like, past ways that it's been done. Like, you look at, like, I've never been an education major, but I would assume that, like, when you're in education, you're gonna learn, like, the way, you're gonna learn how students learn, but then you're gonna learn how other teachers teach and stuff. And I think it's kind of the same for the, obviously, being a more creative, like, I mean, you could be creative in education, but it's not like you're gonna, you don't need to be the most creative teacher in the world. I mean, it's not a diss on teachers, but it's like, you, honestly, you kinda wanna follow sort of a similar framework every teacher should, because you want that consistency kind of in, there's certain ways that people learn. And then when you're looking at something creative, it's like you want to follow the examples, but you got to add your, I think that's why some teachers don't like to show too many examples, because I've heard teachers say, if I show you these examples, you're going to do that and you're not going to put your own creative spin on it. And I think that that's kind of the trap that sometimes people fall into, is it's like, and I think I've done that. It's like you listen to something or you watch something and you have this assignment and you're like, oh, well, that was good, so let me do that, but tweak it slightly to make it sort of my own, but it's got to be exactly the way that the example was.
Yeah, it feels like very much a high-risk, high-reward, like, thing when not looking at examples, because you don't know, especially when we're being graded, where you don't know exactly what the teacher is looking for, so you, like, when they don't show examples, but it does allow you to be more creative in the process. But also that means that if you do anything that goes the opposite way of what they're thinking and you just don't know, because that it can lead to like a kind of better grade. But also if you are more creative with it in a good way, then it's like that. We're going to kind of move on to some of the stuff that's going on outside right now. There is currently a homecoming thing that I think is going on. With stuff on campus, have you been able to, like, do events like this, go to events like the ones, like, going outside? Have you been able to experience, like, the college community stuff?
Yeah, I've been able to get around to some of that type of stuff. It's hard because I have to work, too, and it's, like, so trying to find the time to make money and then... But, yeah, like, we went to homecoming last year. I went to the club fair earlier this year. And that's seen some of this stuff. I think we're gonna go maybe see volleyball at some point. So, yeah, I mean, we've been able to go to some. It stinks because you gotta make money to, like, make money and stuff. And it's like, man, if I didn't have to work, I could do so much more. But it's like, there's always time to find to do stuff.
Has it been, I know it's been odd for me. I, living in kind of a small town, and not really talking a lot, and coming here and there's a lot of events, has it been like surprising to you how many like different things, like we've had to research different events going on to talk about on the radio, is it like surprising to you how many like events are going on basically daily about stuff?
Yeah,
it feels like people have so much time.
I think it's cool, like, you know, it's like, I think it's just cool because I transferred in from Northern and there wasn't a whole lot of events there, and it's like coming here and it's like, if you're bored, a lot of times you can go find something, and not all the time, and a lot of them are kind of later on in the day because they want to cater it to people that are like living up here or whatever, but there's usually stuff going on and it's like, or like you can find something. There's even that, you know there's a ping pong table here in the Union, like by the wall over there? Like, I didn't know that until I seen it, so.
Yeah, no, I didn't know. There's a lot of stuff. This feels like a very kind of community-centric college, which is very interesting, especially it being like a small kind of town. Like, there's not a lot of houses. There's like one store nearby. So it's interesting to see that it's so community-built, but maybe that's why it's so community-built, because we're the only place in town.
Yeah.
That going on, have you ever, I guess, this is kind of a hard one to phrase, but have you ever, like, actively been, like, working on, like, stuff so much that you're not able to, because we have a lot of, like, work this semester, have you actively been working on stuff so much that it's hard to, like, actively like do other stuff, because a lot of my free time is like at night and I've had to do it writing stuff. Have you had any struggles with that?
Yeah, I think there's times where like you get overwhelmed with your schoolwork, but I think sometimes it's important to kind of, I know like there's not always a whole lot of time, but I think it's important to kind of take the time to like take a step back from your work, because I think it's easy to get burnt out, and it's like I'm in 21 credit hours, which is more than what most people are able to take without, you have to get like permission and all that stuff. So I'm in 21 hours. So it's like, there's a lot of times where I feel kind of overwhelmed, and but it's like, I think it's important when you feel, start to feel overwhelmed, sometimes to just take, like, even like a short break, sometimes just reset your mind, and it's, I think sometimes that goes a long way in helping you stay on task.
I think that's going to wrap it up. Thank you so much, Scott, for joining us. Again, I'm Peyton, and this has been a interview with Scott Heath, another student that I consistently work with on WGLZ 91.5. We are college radio, and we are passionately vocal. Up next is Fireman by Lil Wayne.